Okay. Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Smart Sister, host of the Smart Sister Show. And today is another ratchet rant that I just can't hold any longer, like I can't hold water. And the topic for today is Another One Bites the Dust. And I'm talking about the communication staff for the Vice President, Kamala Harris. Now, I think it was today or yesterday, Simone Sanders, who was better known as a communications person for Bernie Sanders, and I did get a chance to meet her. Nice young lady, young is what I would say, and she's left her duties as the senior, I think, advisor and communications person for the VP. Now, there's a lot of speculation going around. Why? Because also last month, what's her name? Ashley Etienne, who was formerly a staffer for Nancy Pelosi, but she came on as the director of communications for the VP, and she quit. So that's two of your main people. They all touted the fact that there were three black women working with VP Harris. And here she's a black woman, which, you know, you put quotes around that. And, you know, all the history being made. So now the only one left is what's her name? Oh my God, Jean-Pierre. That I can't recall her first name right now. But she's the only one left. And I am wondering how long it's going to be before she'll be next. Basically, now this is just my take on it. And y'all know me. But when you look at the fact that basically Kamala finding out she black. Now we saying she ain't quite black, she a little bit black, but she finding out all the hell how black she is right about now, because the Biden administration is throwing her ass under a bus and backing back up over again. And I told you, first of all, I told you about Harris herself. See, she ain't used to having to be treated like a black woman. Now let's just go and put it out there and keep it 150. Okay, she's used to being the HNIC. Okay, even though she ain't black, but that's what she's used to. She's not thinking in terms of how sisters such as myself, such as other black women that have been in corporate America, that have had to deal with the racism and be able to outwit and maneuver your career because you know what you're up against. Well, girlfriend is not used to that. Okay. And so she's fallen short and has allowed Biden, old slow Joe, to push her up in a corner. Okay. And she doesn't know how to handle it. And by having these young black women, they know more, probably a little bit more about it than she does. Okay. However, they see the writing on the wall and they getting out of there. Okay. So I will give them some credit for that. They're not going to stay on the Titanic. Okay, that's sinking. So, you know, which that's just for now, because we all know the media, you know, she was a little media darling 2 minutes ago. And then now, oh man, she's messing up. She's just flubbing all over the place. Her staff is, you know, they're having issues and there's so much going on. My God. Which in other words, for the races, see, I told y'all don't vote for that nigga. I know white black people don't think she won, but we think she won, and she can't handle it. She can't handle it. And all them negresses around her can't either. Okay, that's what they really saying. That's what's really going on. Okay, and so Biden gives her the job to deal with immigration. What? He didn't do shit when he was vice president. So he gonna throw that on her. He gonna throw, what other thing was he? The immigration thing, voter stuff. She just went to France and, you know, she's talking about, American and Jewish relations, which I guess they think she's an expert since she married to one. Okay. Okay. Okay, she getting played. That's what I talked about last week. When you're a bootlick and you play all your cards to be a part of the team, and white folks turn on you every time. And but see, she ain't really been black before, so she didn't know that. Well, she finding it out quick, fast, in a hurry now. Okay, and so now they can sit back and say, oh, see, we gave all y'all niggerses a chance, and oh, you're just messing up. You're making us look bad. What the hell is going on? I mean, we're just really going to have to tighten this situation up. So how they're doing that? They brought in, let me see, back in September. Now, the Ashley Etienne and Simone, they've just, you know, left in the last month or so. But back in September, she hired, let's see what their names are. She hired Lorraine Velez and Adam Frankel to aid in her office's communication capacity, according to a White House official. Now, what does that say? You got all these sisters supposed to be communications people around you, but then you feeling like they kicked you under the bus, which really it was Biden. And I can about imagine the rear cat fights that was in that office. Because like I said, she's used to being herself and being East Indian, you know. And then hire all these black women coming up in there, putting their shoes, taking their shoes off up under their desk. you know, doing their thing, which I'm not dismissing any of their abilities, because I'm sure they were good at whatever they've done to get to the point that they are. However, whosoever, it's not going to be enough for white folks, and they know it. And they see what's going on. So they're getting the hell up out of there. So I'm just wondering how long little Miss Jean-Pierre is gonna last. Now, she is a lesbian and openly gay black woman in politics in DC. So she probably got a little bit more longevity she can use to keep her around. But we'll see, because if it gets bad enough, she's gonna jump too. And since they hired these two people I just said are contractors, they're supposed to be there temporarily. And who knows, maybe they're the ones that said, hey, y'all need to be the hell up out of here by the end of the year, because we're going to take this over, rebrand, reorganize, re-everything. You know, when I think about it, those two chicks got fired. Come on now, y'all. If she hired these two consultants back in September, they've been trying to get it together and pull together what their new plan is going to be. And it didn't include those two. And like I said, little Miss Pierre
better watch her back too. Maybe she kissed up enough that they'll keep her, since she hasn't, since the other two quit supposedly within 2 weeks of each other. She's not gone yet. See, she done sold her soul and is just going to stay there. Yep. You know, they got fired. I mean, I'm just going to go on and say it. When I think about it, they ain't jumped no ship. They asses got, because what other opportunities you're going to pursue when you're working in the White House, supposedly? If you're, you know, a bootlick, that should be your highest goal. So if they don't want you there, you gone. And see, this just goes to show you guys everything that I've said about selling out. Okay. And, you know, for many of y'all, you're going to get all upset. And what do you mean? And these sisters have worked hard. And not to take none of that from them. But I'm just saying, in terms of white corporate America, the White House, the whatever, you're only as good as what they can use you for. And some of y'all need to wake up and smell the coffee, the roach spray, everything. Okay, you. Some of y'all really think you just totally, by your merit, you're going to get certain things and blah, blah, blah. Be for real. You live in the United States of America. Okay, white folks will use you for what you're worth and kick your ass to the curb. It happens all the time. And I just don't understand those of us that just don't get it and that feel that they really are a part of something, dogging out their own people. You know, Simone Sanders sitting up there tackling damn people on a stage. And who you tackling now? They didn't got rid of you. It was a cat fight and all of them couldn't get along. And Miss Harris has been known to have trouble in her office. It happened when she was here in California, when she was in the DA's office. You know, a lot of people do not like her. Okay, let's just go and get that out there. And cackling and laughing every time somebody asks you a hard question is not going to cut it, sister girlfriend. Okay, so she can try to get these consultants in there and rebrand all she wants. The damage is already done. And as my mother would say, when you hang the rag on the bush, baby girl, you're done. Now, am I saying that that's totally going to be the story? Not necessarily, because just like the media can break you down, they can build you back up. You know, like I told you before, she was a little media darling at first. And then now they throw her ass under the bus. But if they can find, you know, if she rebrands and uses these consultants and tries to fix her name and her image, who knows who what they might do with her. Okay, so that's what y'all got to understand. This is a game and people play it very well. And we need to learn what we up against so we can play a little better. Okay, and the fact of the matter is we don't really need to play shit. We need to keep hold people accountable and keep their feet to the fire. That's what we need to do. Quit sitting up here trying to negotiate and what. They don't care because they're trying their best to make black folks a negligible factor in any of this. Okay, that's why they're doing stuff for immigrants. That's why a whole lot of other stuff is going down. So you see, even though all these black female organizations or whatever, PACs or whatever, okay, supposedly, you know, put the pressure on the Biden administration. So he had to make Kamala his vice. And, you know, they had to appoint all these people. Well, they appointed them. Now they letting them go. Okay, so what makes you think they can't do the same thing to Miss Harris and use her for what she was worth? Because she really thinks she a part of the shit. Okay, so she ain't woke up to that fact yet. okay, like most of us have. But, you know, since she wants to believe and go ahead and keep maneuvering, you're going to see what's going to happen to her. And if they can use her in 2024, she'll be there. If they feel that she's not worth it and she can't pull nothing, and if they've made our vote mean nothing by redistricting places all over the country to dilute our vote, then what? You don't need black folks no more. So, which means he really wouldn't need her anymore. You know, and who knows, Elizabeth Warren may pop back up, okay? And then white women can get what they want, which most of the white women voted for Trump, okay? So y'all just need to look at the reality that the numbers show. You know, I don't get into a whole bunch of emotional garbage. I look at shit for what it is and where it is, okay? So if they can use her, she'll be there in 2024. If they can't, she's out. Because if you notice, all these white female organizations aren't all behind her or helping her or doing anything. Let's be real. Okay. So, that is what my rant is today, that, sisters have been used and kicked to the curb. Period. And that's going to end up being the story for Miss Harris too. So everybody that strolled to the polls and did all this other garbage, you're going to see that it doesn't mean anything. It didn't, it's not. Cause, or they would be been afraid to let somebody go in that office. You know, they would have been afraid to see how it is. But Miss Harris, she's so busy playing the game, she don't care. Okay. She wanted them out. She can say all that shit on these little sound, but, oh, I love Simone. What does love, what's love got to do with it? Okay. This is the most asinine, stupid shit I've heard in a long time. Okay. So, that is the end of this rant. You know, you all are finding out that every damn thing I said is true and it's coming to pass, and you better wake up. What we need to do is get together and quit being scared. And oh my God, maybe, we won't get nothing. Maybe if you put some real teeth behind, some, issues that you think are important to you, and stick to that and let these people know you're not voting at all if you don't get what you want. Everybody getting what they want but us. We the most loyal old hound dog voters on the planet. Not me, but the average black person. Okay, and you get absolutely not a damn thing. So now that Trump is gone, how has that impacted your life? What, you know, what's so much better about your life? Not a damn thing. Okay. So wake up and see this crap for what it is. Okay. And start demanding some real shit. And the main thing is we need to get our own stuff. Everybody else, every other race comes over here. That's what they do. They build up their own little community. They stay to themselves and they don't give a damn. Okay. And that's what we need to do. So I'll see y'all the next time. Thank you for stopping by again to check out my ratchet rants. And go to my channel, Smart Sister Show, and subscribe. Hit the notification bell. Or you can check out my podcast and you'll see the link. It's the Smart Sister Show. You can catch it just about anywhere you can listen to a podcast. I'm there. So, thank you once again, and I'll see you next time.